this is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rabbit Radio live from March 11th. I decided to come live this week. Next week, I will be on the paywall. Probably every other week, I will paywall stuff. Something along those lines, depending. But there's a lot to talk about. And plus, we had some super chats come in, some questions about activism, and I'll give you my 10 cents. Question from an old Bugser, actually, which is kind of interesting. Don't get a lot of super chats from them, but nonetheless, I do appreciate it. There's all kinds of links in the description. You guys asking how to buy subs, it's pretty simple. Power Chat is preferred because it's quicker and it's only 7%. I guess you could do FTJ as well. FTJ is something like that, maybe cheaper than 7%. And it takes something. There is a processing fee. But the cheapest is probably Power Chat. I know a lot of people have their tendencies. Entropy's more expensive. Entropy's like double, 15%. Entropy's not running today on my end, but maybe it'll be running on yours. So I don't know. There's a few different ways. Buy me a coffee. There's another way. Depends on what you like. There's crypto. A lot of you guys just send in stuff, which is fine as well. But anyways, we've got a lot to cover here, and it is war is on the menu, and we have some chaos breaking out around the world, as can be imagined. Inside Ghislaine Maxwell's clashes with inmates. And we'll do about a dozen, well, more than a dozen warm-up links, and I'll talk about some activism stuff from old activism questions made new again. Kel says, how's everyone's World War III so far? Well, they haven't burned down America yet. I don't think you're American. If I know who you are, Kel, I think you're around the world somewhere else. But nonetheless, they haven't burned down America yet. I am worried about this stuff. I have been for a long time coming to America because our country has so many enemies, and you're now dealing with Iranian Gen X leadership, and Gen X is probably going to surprise the world with how ruthless they can be on any given morning. These are not boomers for the most part, and they are not giving a shit. That is for sure. These Iranians in charge. You know, Trump is talking about quitting and Iran saying they want reparations, which they were attacked, I guess, as far as I know, right? So there's all kinds of fucking problems with this, and it will escalate. People think it's going to die down. I don't think they can accept this regime in charge. The Israelis are paying a very, very high cost. I mean, they are literally burning down Israel. Or parts of Israel, we can't get a read. I mean, the videos are crazy. We don't know. We only know what's real in a range because they haven't showed us enough. But the range is pretty broad to say it's bad. And Iran hasn't rolled out any of their nasty stuff yet. They've shut down the Straits of Hormuz. And this is the war. But we'll talk about that more. And what they're going for, and this is their move, but their move isn't towards space. Their move is integrating the Middle East into the Federal Reserve System. Trump's Board of Peace is now, that Board of Peace is going to be the Peace Reserve and this Peace stablecoin. they've cooked up a scheme to save their Federal Reserve, and that scheme's based on taking over the Middle East and integrating that into the Federal Reserve System. And those resources. It's full of flaws, though. That's for damn sure. Full of flaws. What's up, Aaron White? Hopefully you're doing well out there, buddy. Inside Ghislaine Maxwell's clashes with inmates. After cozying up to prison diva, skipping food lines, and not showering. Yikes. Not showering. That's disgusting. She's got all kinds of things going on. She's getting special grape juice. She's getting all kinds of special Jew treatment. And she's teaching a class on etiquette, though. She's teaching these black women etiquette. But they're saying she's quite a number. The staff hater. This is her prison buddy right there. Her black friend in prison. I'm surprised Trump hasn't let her out. I'm sure she'll get out eventually. Maybe not, though. Never know. Here's one vaccine may provide broad protection against many respiratory infections and allergens. Wow. Ooh, many respiratory infections and allergens. That's a lot. One vaccine to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. How many of you guys are going to get this? Now, I thought you were Australian, Kels. I didn't want to say it, though. I don't want to blow your cover over there. And it's 8:30 a.m., Aaron Oz. Well, good morning to you, buddy. It's also Thursday morning. It's Wednesday evening here. We've had daylight savings time in the last week, and it's a pain in the ass. I don't know why they don't get rid of daylight savings time once and for all. What do you guys think? I mean, everyone in the world says, why doesn't America get rid of daylight savings time? I know parts of Canada are. But one vaccine is going to cure you of everything, guys. I wouldn't get it, though. Now, we got some Jews in trouble, which is kind of funny. Alexander brothers are convicted of sex trafficking in case that shocked the real estate world. And these Israelis were up to all kinds of nonsense. Dozens of women say they were drugged and assaulted. Lawsuit exposes an open secret in real estate world. Besides the criminal case, the brothers have faced 24 lawsuits over the past year, 2 years, including one filed last week in which Tracy Tudor, a star of Bravo's Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles, alleges Oren Alexander drugged her and assaulted her while she was in New York City for a real estate event. Yikes. Testimony challenges claim that money drove allegations. This guy's got problems. These Alexander brothers. Hold on, let me pull up a good picture of them. Israelis are not faring well right now in the news. Here we go, these two brothers. Sex trafficking and a case that shocked the world. They got problems. Got all these Epstein. The Epstein class is under heat. What's up, Kitty Waffy? If you live in Arizona, you don't have daylight savings? Yeah, well, I'm not moving to Arizona. I live in EST. I didn't know that, though. I didn't know there's no daylight savings time. What other state is there no daylight savings time? I thought it was nationwide. I didn't know there was an exception. I thought Arizona was on EST. Is Arizona on Central Time? But Central Time has DST as well, right? Daylight savings? I don't know. I think you're bullshitting me, Crumb. But I've never been to, well, I have been through Arizona, but I have never been there for any length of time to know if they have, if you're not bullshitting me, basically. So we got Jews in trouble. You know, Hawaii, all right. Hawaii, though, man, oh, man. It's like another universe. And we have, what do we have here? We're on white. Why are we on white? Hold on here. I was doing something, put it on white, I guess. We have tattoos, bad tattoos. And this is as bad as it gets. She did a mozzarella cheese stick. Mozzarella cheese stick tattoo. Let me get my head out of the way. I mean, why would you do a mozzarella cheese stick tattoo? I don't know. It doesn't really look like a mozzarella cheese stick too much. It's not, it's pretty like, it's like your kid brother did the tattoo. And she's also fat. Sad. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of tattoos, especially on women. But if you're going to get one, don't get a mozzarella cheese stick. Arizona's next to California. Why in the fuck would it be an EST? What is it? Is it a mountain standard? What is Texas? Texas is central, right? Texas, Central, Pacific. Oh. Jews have a historical flair for drugging and poisoning goyim. Poisoning the well? I'm trying to think. What is Arkansas? Is Arkansas Central Time? Yeah, most of my life in the Midwest and the South. So you're only dealing with EST and Central Time. Out East, EST, Eastern Standard Time. So out West, California, Pacific Time. But in between, I don't know. I think Arkansas is Central Time, though, if I remember correctly. New Mexico, I don't know. I would assume, I just assumed that whole entire area was on Pacific time, but what is Mountain? Mountain time's 2 hours behind. Pacific time is 3 hours behind. Okay, so I assumed parts of it would be Mountain time, but I assumed everyone had daylight savings time. Just didn't know that. Arkansas is Central. Okay, so it's like Central. It's like Tennessee. Parts of Tennessee are Central. Parts of Tennessee are Eastern. Some states can be like that, though, in America, right? You have parts of some states where it changes over. You know? Nice cheese pull tattoo. That's bad news. Mountain time. Mountain time, Pacific time. I don't know anything about Hawaii time. London time, Australia time, I keep track of for the most part because I have guests on from time to time. So I kind of know, Australia's tomorrow morning, like Thursday morning in Australia. And UK is 5 hours ahead, so it's like 10:45 in the UK by and large. Germany, I think it's like what, six or is it four? I don't know. AZ is in Mountain Time. I don't know. I have to look it up. I'm kind of confused now. But parts of Tennessee switch over, so parts of Tennessee are EST, and then it switches over to Central. I just forget exactly which part it is. I mean, I know some basic cities, but So South Carolina is EST. It's Eastern Standard Time. So it gets some states are like that. Some parts of the country, the South can be one or the other. Alabama's Central Time for the most part, as best I know, unless it switches over as well. Florida, I don't know. Parts of Florida are EST that I've been to, but I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Got all these different time zones. This place is a big place. Interesting. Germany news. World War II bomb forces. Let's see here. Sounds like we may not be hearing from Jeremy McKenzie much anymore. We will miss the guy of True. Nice Canadian lad. What happened to him? What happened to Jeremy McKenzie? Hold on. Let me look up his account on X. Did they come after him? Or did he decide to go dark? Raging dissident. Okay, hold on here. I can reach out and try to find out. I know they're doing activism all the time. Hold on here. Let me look up Second Sons. Okay, hold on here. Let me go currently live. Jeremy McKenzie. Jeremy McKenzie, is this it? I don't think that's him. Hold on here. Let's look up Second Sons. Second Sons Canada. I don't see anything. All right. Second Sons now has official presence on Rumble. Maybe they're going to something else. I don't know. Canada at any given time is a dicey place. So I cannot see. So you guys will have to fill me in on what exactly you're talking about. Hold on here. The C9 bill going dark. Okay. What's the C9 bill? I mean, there's passing all kinds of crazy stuff everywhere, and these guys, you got to be smart about it. There's no doubt about it. And Jeremy is smart. So there's no use, and can take other approaches if he has to. Hopefully, he'll be safe. On his Telegram, okay. Will not be streaming tonight or potentially much in the near future. I will be back with an update at some point, but that's all. Good luck, everyone, and take care. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, maybe Henrik and Red Ice will fill us in and stuff like that. I don't know. But anyways, it's crazy. C9 bill in Canada. But hold on, let me cover this real quick and we'll look up C9 bill in Canada. Germany news, World War II bomb forces major evacuation in Dresden. So they're still pulling up bombs in Dresden. The evacuation of 8,000 people in Dresden. Germany airline Lufthansa. Okay, hold on here. World War II defusal forced the evacuation of 18,000. Wait a minute. Crazy. So they're evacuating people in Dresden over a World War II bomb that they dug up. Well, it's good no one got hurt. You know? They are, from time to time, still pulling up bombs in all over Europe from World War II. True stuff. C9 bill in Canada. Oh, the Canadian Hate Act. Liberals block force bill C9 through. Okay. All right. Establish a specific offenses for hate crimes, allowing for better tracking of prosecutions. Willful promotion of hatred criminalizes the public display of symbols associated with hate groups such as Nazi swastika. Access to religious sites create offenses for intimidating individuals trying to access places of worship. Removal of attorney general consent eliminates the requirements for the attorney general's consent for initiating hate propaganda charges. They're making it easier to prosecute whites, basically. Freedom of expression, concerns and criticisms. Freedom of expression, yeah. Impact on religious freedom, yeah. Lack of safeguards, sure. The removal of the attorney general's consent seen as a risk for arbitrary enforcement, particularly against marginalized groups. Ha! I mean, whites. Okay. I didn't see a lot of this coming down the news wires, which is kind of weird. This is a, it looks like it was close. It wasn't like some overwhelming majority, but it was a majority nonetheless. House of Commons closed debate on the controversial Bill C-9, Combating Hate Act, opening the door to remove good faith religious speech protections in the criminal code. This is going to have enormous repercussions. There's no doubt about that. And that's what it's designed to do. MPs vote to halt debate on anti-hate bill. Yeah, you got all these nons, and these nons want to make it impossible to criticize them, and so far, so good. They'll do the same in America, given enough time, I think. They're just going to go about it a different way. They're definitely going to try to make anyone criticizing the Jews. Anyone criticizing the Jews is going to get the death penalty in America is what they're going to try to do. They're talking about throwing Tucker Carlson in camps. Nick Fuentes in camps. What are they going to do to you? Or me? He posted a lot of videos of what he looked like before or after moving. I think I remember what he said. He was in the U.S. for 10 years. They're talking about the food supply. The Europeans keep talking about the food supply in America being something wrong with it. Europe, U.S. glow down needs to be studied. Wow. He did gain some weight. He does look different. Basically, the guy said he didn't eat all that different. It's just the food in America. All right. She's saying this Swedish guy moved to the U.S. is probably the most extreme example of food in America being metabolic terrorism I've ever seen. This is Pagliacci, they hate it. She's a Turk, by the way. Check him out. That's got to be Photoshopped to make his head bigger. But obviously, there's extreme differences in his look. America has got some problems, obviously. It's pretty wild. Before and after, you should go back to Sweden, I guess. Let's see here. Russia is the last hope for white Europe. I don't know about that. But there are some white Russians. It's for damn sure. The Slavic identity is something that's never been resolved, going back a long ways. World War II and World War I just aggravated that, especially the Bolshevik Revolution and the fact that they can't all have a conversation. It's a disaster. And notice I said Slavs, because Russia includes a lot of other things. In America, well, these days we got all kinds of things too. It's a good-looking doggo. True. Nonetheless, he's got a good-looking gun. Do I think Russian Slavs would come in to help Europeans? Yeah. Do I think there are Russian Slavs that don't like the status quo of their leadership? Of course. You got to survive this shit. Putin is by no means perfect, say the least. Let's move on here. Let's see what David Santa Clara. Republicans like the retirement age at 70 before ending fraud to avoid being called racist. They will move the retirement age. They definitely are going to move it. Then they're going to move Social Security. What's Social Security now, 72? I'm sorry, was it 62? I'm thinking they're going to move it 10 years. Something like that. But it'll be grandfathered in. I don't know. Will any of us get Social Security? It's a good question. Let's see what he has to say here, though.
Printed sign closed for lunch. We will return shortly. It says out to lunch. Okay. Well, I take it that they're still out to lunch. Maybe they're all out to lunch together. Is it a whole lunch outing amongst healthcare competitors?
No, this is not hospice.
This is not hospice? Okay, well, what kind of health do you provide here? It says 9 to 5. Hello? Right, I'm... So convenient. Every possible healthcare need you could possibly need all in one building, on one floor.
Why are you taking pictures? Why are you asking some questions?
Because I'm curious what's going on. There's so many healthcare offices here and
what
hospice offices.
Did you see any healthcare offices?
Yes. Yeah, I see dozens.
There's basically a bunch of fraud. As well you guys know. Massive amounts of fraud in the system. And the system is more corrupt than the Soviet system because it's more digital and it's easy to be corrupt. These days, the max for SSA retirement is at 70. Then I think they're gonna raise it because they're 62 and 65. Think they're gonna raise it for sure, and I think they're gonna raise it 10 years. I just don't know how they're gonna grandfather it in. They're gonna screw everyone white over, of course. You can get half at 62. Yeah, it just depends. I'm thinking of people I know from major corporations that get subsidized. So they have their pension, and their pension is over top of Social Security. So let's say you retire at 62. When Social Security kicks in, whenever you decide to have it kick in, it goes over top of that number. Whereas some retirements substitute, so they'll pretty much, let's say you're getting $3,000 a month. When you get Social Security cuts into that and takes over, and you still get $3,000 a month. Now, with certain unions like Teamsters, it can be over top of that. So let's say you're getting $4,000 a month with Teamster retirement, pretty good retirement. Social Security kicks in at $1,500 a month or whatever, $1,700, $1,800 a month, whatever the max is. Then you're immediately at where? You're at $5,800 a month, which is a totally different bill of goods, you know. 67 in Australia, interesting. 67 for those born after 1960 for men. Is it less for women or more for women? Intriguing. They want to get rid of all that, though. Now, check out this. This is actually legit. This is a Secret Service girl right here. It's an actual Secret Service woman. She looks like a young Greta Thunberg. An upgraded version. I thought this was a troll. And I was like, no way. No way this chick is real. This is a real Social Security.
What do you think?
Now, I don't know who the hell she's going to stop. But it's kind of funny.
What do you think? You're the coolest guy in the parking lot. And then this guy shows up.
Are they setting up? Are they setting up Mr. Orange to be hammered?
What do you think? You're the coolest guy in the parking lot, and then this guy shows up.
That's an actual Secret Service agent. Wow. What do you guys think? I know some of you guys are going to say you have socks older than her. It's real, though. France tried to raise the retirement age to 75 and they rioted. Good for them. It's complete. And this is a Secret Service agent. I'm not bullshitting you. Look it up. You know? I see this constantly, the worst possible people hired for the jobs. I'm sure she's a nice kid, maybe, maybe not. But why would you have a Secret Service? I mean, would you feel safe? Even if she was like a karate badass with all kinds of weapon skills? I mean, come on. Come on. Crazy. For Trump, you fully support this? I don't know. You want to get some innocent white kid killed? Oh, man. The guy only hires vaxxed retards? I don't know. Do you have to be vaxxed to join the Secret Service? Now, here's a guy. I don't know if this guy's Hispanic. I assume he's white. There's some controversy. Someone said he was Hispanic, but I have no way to tell. Let's watch this. What we have here is basically an Israeli man completely loses his shit on a cruise ship. Completely loses his ship. His shit. So we're going to watch this. And you guys can see his tattoos there very clearly. On the left is a picture of his tattoos. Now, I assume he's white, white-ish. Some people are saying he's part Asian or like part something else. I don't know, but this Israeli man, this Jewish guy loses his shit.
This guy's mad because this guy has Hitler tattoos.
He's hanging out on a cruise ship.
And this guy's a Jew, it looks like, and he's really angry.
Looks like a white guy to me. He's got the white guy mustache. Some people were saying he's Latinx. I don't know. I've never seen a Latinx with two swastikas like
that. I get security up here. Do something. Please hold. Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to come down. I want him out of my sight. That guy is not welcome on this.
You're not welcome. Get the fuck off. You're the one attacking people.
It's kind of funny. The people standing around are taking the side of the guy that's minding his own business with the swastikas. And it's kind of, they almost look drawn on to me. Or they look like, are they prison tats? They got to be prison tats or something. I don't know. His Jewish wife doesn't want to cause a scene.
Guys smiling.
I think it's funny. Here's what caught my attention on this, and I ran this on my timeline, of course, because I shit post every day. Usually when you see a guy out minding his own business blast it like this, regardless, I mean, do you guys know anything about his ethnicity? I'm going to assume he's white. Everyone assuming, like, watching this, he's white or white supremacist, whatever. He's got the tats. Not one, but two swastikas. Usually when something's out like this, people freak out. What is unique about this on this cruise ship of all places is that you have one Jew freaking out, his wife's embarrassed, and these guys don't give a fuck. That is different. 2026, but this goes back, of course, to that famous October 7th and the backlash against Israel and the Jews and all this building up. Like when Israel gets bombed, no one really gives a fuck. But you got a guy walking around with gangland swastikas. That's the only way to describe it. And he doesn't have a t-shirt on. He doesn't give a fuck. He's minding his own business. And people are laughing at the Jew for giving a fuck. Usually this wouldn't go this direction. 10 years ago, it wouldn't. Hipster Mexican with edgelord tats, probably a chill dude. Well, it could be from prison. I mean, there are guys that kind of ride that particular line in prison, but I'm not an expert. You know, normally you don't get... This is, by and large, here's the thing. That is a skinhead. Hold on, let's walk. Look at this. You see, if you look at on the left, get my head out of the way. That is definitely two skinheads fighting. So you have two guys fighting underneath, like some kind of old skinhead tattoo. And then you have, it's what it reminds me of, but it's kind of amateurish. And then you have two swastikas. One of the swastika on the right is much better done than the one on the left. So they got to be like home done. So it's kind of weird. Now, it could be Mexican or Latinx. That's what people were saying. But nonetheless, what we're talking about is the symbol out in public. The Jew has a reaction, and the Jew loses. That is different. I've never really seen this before, especially in a public place in something like a cruise ship. Now, maybe they told the guy to go put a shirt on, but the guy doesn't give a fuck.
This guy's mad because this guy has Hitler tattoos.
Okay, this guy's mad because this guy has Hitler tattoos. So this guy doesn't even understand that it's a swastika. He says it's a Hitler tattoo. He associates it with Hitler, and he thinks it's funny. The one on the left is backwards. Yeah, it's not right. But they look like prison tats to me. Am I wrong?
And this guy's a Jew, it looks like.
This guy's a Jew, and it looks like. So they can already say this guy's a Jew, and it's look like. He knows that this is a Hitler tat, and he knows this guy's a Jew. So he's in the discussion.
Really angry.
Maybe it was a setup to provoke in film. It's kind of interesting if so. In the days of social media, you never know.
I'm a Jew. That is so offensive. But I've got to take a shirt off before I get security up here.
This guy thinks he's entitled. He thinks he's entitled to tell anyone what to do anytime.
Do something, please hold. Yeah. Oh, I'm not gonna come down. I want him out of my sight. That guy is not welcome on this.
You're not welcome. Get the fuck off. You're the one attacking people.
Okay, so now he's provoking. He's saying you're not welcome. Get the fuck off.
I think it's funny.
Trying to get a rise out of the Jew? Well, it works. I don't know. It's a little bit different. Usually they would tell the guy to put a shirt on or escort him back to his... Usually this would go different, I would think. I don't know. Oh, man. Salt and battery? I don't know. It looked like prison tats to me. Not well done. The one on the right's better than the one on the left. One on the left's fucked up. But nonetheless, it definitely provoked a response. They don't look like they're magic markers. Don't look temporary, but you never know. Inquiring minds want to know. Let's see here. According to Germany's Interior Ministry, over 50% of the suspects in violent incidents on local and regional trains are of foreign origin based on federal police data obtained by the AfD. So basically half of violent criminals in Germany aren't German. All right. It's probably higher because they're recording the others as citizens. European Parliament Civil Liberties Committee, and we're going to move on, passed a proposal for tougher deportation rules by 41 votes to 32. We've got all these, what looks like some kind of immigration crackdown in Europe, but it's a problem. It's a problem because two-thirds of Germany's planned deportations failed to take place. You remember this article? So it's kind of like a constant problem in Europe. Is they have the laws on the books. It's just a matter of enforcing it. It looks like there's more and more people getting pissed off with what they just passed. There's a giant right-wing bloc in Europe that's coming together. I just don't know what they can get done. Randall Flagg, I wish I had figures lying around like Tucker's spare change. Easily could have doubled it in 5 days on a barrel of oil. Israel even basically guaranteed something was going to happen by Purim. Yeah, okay. Oil's coming back down pretty aggressively, but that could change any minute. There's all kinds of problems potentially in these financial markets that are all fine-tuned for perfection. The German elite's anti-Americanism. Well, there's a lot not to like about the people who run America. There's a lot to dislike about the people running Germany. You know, even if some base party comes around, the motherfuckers on all sides, alliance against the base party like the ally fags. Well, there's a coalition that came together to pass some things. Now, I'm not all that optimistic, other than usually it's very difficult to get coalitions of whites together. Now, Europe's right wings are all Putin glazing Russian chills. Well, there's all sides of the ball. Most of them I know are Ukraine. Well, let's see. Media blackout. Black gunman rams white family with car, opens fire with shotgun, kills three-year-old daughter. This happened last month. National identity awareness. All these new accounts. Over 500,000 white Americans are victimized by black violent crime every single year. Wake up. A lot of people talking about black crime these days, and there's a reason for it.
Year-old black man ran over a white family out. I'm going to try to.
And these are like hipster looking dudes getting upset these days. It's like I've seen this so much over the years. It's just now all over the place over and over again.
I'm going to try to make this video again. I need to stop shouting.
Well, what did it do? It went up to 120, 130, and then it broke back to 80. I mean, that's pretty big range. Meaning that's what I meant. It was under 100. I should have qualified that, Lampshade Merchant. I think it could go to 200 potentially if they keep the Straits of Hormuz closed, but I don't know.
I'm going to try to make this video again. I need to stop shouting, okay? It doesn't look good for me, and it doesn't help me get my message across. Yesterday in Michigan, did any of you hear this? I know you didn't hear it because I didn't hear about it, and I just found out. Yesterday in Michigan, Alexander Lamar Banks Jr., a 21-year-old black man, ran over a white family out for a walk. You just heard me right. This piece of garbage saw a white family, a mother and a father and their three-year-old child, and he ran them down like you would a raccoon, like roadkill. He ran them over. He got out of the car with a shotgun and started shooting them. And he murdered the three-year-old white girl. These two parents, there's no information about them. Their names have not been released. They're probably mangled. God knows they've been shot and run over. God help them. pray for them, people, please. And then a 70-year-old woman tried to distract him when he went to reload, and he went over and beat her within an inch of her life. She's now on life support in the hospital right now. This is the most heinous, racially motivated attack I have ever heard of in my life, and I see stuff like this all the time, and this is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard, and the media has not said one word about it. You can't find this story. CBS did a story, and they have no picture of the guy. Only local news sources have a picture of the guy.
I hadn't heard of it.
This piece of garbage needs to be under the prison. White people, you have to wake up. There is a war on you. There is a war on you. You are not safe. Your family is not safe. You have to wake up. You have to start acting in your self-interest. This happens every single day. I can go over hundreds of stories like this that never get touched by the news. If the roles were reversed, the country would be on fire right now. But the media is your enemy, and it hides these things. For the love of God, pray for these people. Pray that this man gets justice, swift justice.
Okay. There's your update. More and more people coming on. This is from TikTok, by the way. Let me see something here. What is this his account? All right, it's another good size account. Putting up pro-white stuff. Intriguing. You are the minority? All right. He's got a Lana Lakta video up there. National Identity Awareness. Okay. All right. Now we're going to talk about some social media stuff. Been asked by a longtime activist about social media and the changes. Well, the changes are extremely broad. In 2015, let's go back 10 years. The problem in general, this is a Bugzer. This is someone that was in Bob's Underground Graduate Seminar, original poster. He saw that I was very active on X again in the last year, and he wants an update. So I'll give him a public update. Your problem in general is twofold. One, you can't be anonymous. So the whole entire model we ran was rent based on being anonymous. You can't be anonymous. Now, you can be anonymous to the public, but you're not going to be anonymous to X. Now, I'm using X as a rule because they're all the same way to a certain extent. But X is the only one I'm operating on. I might operate on Facebook as well the same way, run the same post on Facebook. So, but I don't think it would stay up. But nonetheless, you cannot be anonymous and you cannot spam. You cannot just copy and paste. You can't run the same images and the same messages over and over again. You have to have a blue check mark, by and large. Now, you might be able to get one for free if you're large enough and have, I think it's 2,500 verified followers. You can get one for free. But it's about $2 a week to pay to play on X. And what does that do? A lot. A lot. It is big. It gets you can be monetized. A lot of former Bugzers could be monetized on X doing well. But what it rewards is creativity and originality. Meaning you can't just shit post. You got to shit post with a cause. You can't just post spam. If you're posting like diversity is a code word for white genocide over and over again, it doesn't work. Hashtags don't work. Throw them out the window. The only people the hashtags work for are very, very wealthy people that pay for them. Or if you accidentally stumble on something. You're right. I go viral maybe once a month. Semi-viral. I'll go down my timeline here in a minute. The problem with that is I can't predict how it's going to happen. You can white genocide post, but you cannot spam mantras and that stuff like that. You can selectively put stuff out. On any given month, I do, and I'll show you something from the last week. But you have to, the tip is very simple. Even if you don't have a verified account, only respond to verified accounts. Always respond to verified accounts in your mentions. And before you tweet, warm it up. by going down through your favorite verified accounts and replying to some different things using pithy comments. Spamming memes does not work. It just makes you out to a bot, to the algorithm. The algorithm will treat you like a bot. If you're verified and spam memes, it's a little bit better, but it's still going to treat you like a verified bot. So that's the problem. You can't be anonymous. X is going to have to know who you are. You could be very creative. If you're creative and get one for free, which I'm going to show you a couple guys that could easily do it, you're going to be verified, and they're still going to know who you are when you go to get verified somehow, some way. So that's the general challenge. And you can't spam. You can't just post memes. You have to be more creative or more original. Meaning you can post them, but you got to vary things. You understand that? Yeah, the days of activism of, well, we're just going to get on a fight with anti-whites and try to talk about white genocide, those, you could do that, but you've got to do a lot of other stuff in between to make it work. Other than that, you're talking to maybe 100 people, if you're lucky, and out of that, maybe only 10 real ones. It's bad news. Now, if you have, I don't know, I'd have to see some of these guys with their verified accounts, but let's look. This is, okay, that's KKK leader. Let's go over to Ken. Now, Ken is someone I know. Ken didn't ask this question, but someone that would know Ken. Ken has an account on X. He had a very big account. It's very small, his new account. This is his account that's not banned. The challenge is that he's not verified. Now, he's smart enough to get verified because he's smart enough to run a big account, but it is a lot of work. You could also just pay $2 a week, whatever it ends up being. Actually, it's cheaper than that, but I'm showing you how the game goes. So, but it's not, you cannot do the activism that you were doing in 2013 in any way, shape, manner, or form the same way. The good news is that what's going on now is a mainstream discussion. So you're no longer getting out a message. The message is out there. Now you're learning to engage, or you're forced to engage in a mainstream discussion. And that is a challenge because that takes a certain amount of talent. You can't just spam stuff. You can't just paste stuff. You have to be more creative and paste stuff with style. You know? So the days of like walking around saying anti-racism is a code word for anti-white over and over again, if you're doing that at all, the algorithm just tosses you aside. If you're doing it without a blue check mark, the algorithm really tosses you aside. On the other hand, if you want to get creative with old memes, integrate that with a bunch of right-wing shit posting, all you have to do is look at my account. And recycle them on a month-to-month basis, 6-week basis or something like that, you can do that. So you have to be creative and original. That's what it rewards, creativity and originality, and punishes everything else. So, yeah, it's doable. It's just not doable the same way. You're not going to be able to, any way, shape, manner, or form, engage anyone without a blue check mark. Because the people you want to engage with will rarely engage with you. They're going to assume you're a bot. If you're spamming anything at all, if you're copy and pasting, you're going to get hammered. If you're running the same images with the same messages, you're going to get hammered by AI. AI is going to punish the fuck out of you. So that's the challenge now. You're in a different world. Now, the good news is that you're mainstream, so you've got to engage in a mainstream discussion. It's pretty, Ken, this guy right here is very smart, very clever. He's smart enough to do this if he wants to. And now this isn't who sent in the super chat. I'm giving you a solution to the current problem. And I'll even tell you what I would have, what Whitaker would be doing the last 2 years. Because once we went top down, once Hillary Clinton talks about white genocide, once she says that into a speech randomly, you're top down. You're basically basting and marinating a population in a very aggressive memes. And at that point on, it got very fucking difficult. And the rules started changing, getting tweaked, everything else. So what is old is new again. Now, there could be some platforms where you could mess around with that, but I'm just giving you an example on X. I do the same routine. I'll go around to my favorite accounts. I'll do some shit posting, random shit posting. Then from there, in between posts, I might do that randomly. I don't spend that much time on it during the day. And then I'll schedule some posts out maybe, or I'll throw some stuff up. And then I'll work in this or that. So let's look at it. Tom Bowie is someone also. Now, Tom Bowie is someone on our side that could easily have a big account. He has 8,014.91. If he gets 2,500 verified followers, he's going to have a free account at $8. Does that blue check mark matter? Fuck yes. Yes. Tom is someone that could probably make a lot of money on social media. I could run Tom's social media account, get Tom live streaming, and probably have Tom bigger than Gypsy fucking Crusader. And I'm not kidding, because he has that type of talent. Now, Tom is a student of Bob Whitaker, but all these particular students have their own flavor, and, you know, they're all different. They're all unique, but I'm using guys the person sending the super chat can understand. So you have Ken, and Ken, you would know who Ken is. Ken's a big poster, but Ken is very creative, and then you have Tom. Tom is very creative. Now, Tom doesn't have a blue check mark. Ken has lost several accounts. Tom probably has lost some accounts. I've lost my account a few times, got it back. But I learned very quickly that you cannot spam. Hashtags don't work. They'll fuck you up. Don't have a hashtag anywhere on your profile, if you can help it. And just blasting out memes nonstop. Now, I have one on my profile. That can be a problem. But I also have the fact that that's what I'm known for by Atlantic. But again, I am also, as Ken would tell you, I think Ken sent me the particular form that shows that I'm kind of held back in the algorithm. I'm held back, but I can still get around it. So your question is, how do I get around it? I get around it by throwing so much shit at it. Again, I right-wing shit post in and around. I don't do Manosphere stuff to compare me to iHypocrite, and I'm not making, I don't make his money. All right, we're late to the game. I am punished. He's not punished. He's making $3,000 every pay period. I may get my ex paid for it eventually. Something like that, you know. Kitty Waffy, you're getting punished though, sweetie. Kitty does very well. Kitty Waffy is a heavy hitter on X, up and comer, but she does the same thing I do. You know, you first off, you got to engage the algorithm, which means you got to pay to play or get good enough to get it for free, whatever. It's only $80 a year. And it allows you to be monetized, or you can go into the more expensive one if it's a write-off for you somehow, some way. And that immediately engages the algorithm. Then you have to tickle the algorithm by posting to other. In other words, people that take it seriously, any type of social media content seriously, like X, are not going to engage with non-blue check marks unless they know who you are. I will if I know who they are, but by and large, you engage with the blue check marks, you comment on the blue check marks, and that's how the system engages. That's how the algorithm starts showing you love. But as far as what can be posted, you can post anything as long as it's original and creative. You cannot spam. So do old Bugsers tactics work? You've got to modify it. If you can't spam and you can't really be anonymous, no. If you can be a personality and be original like Tom, yeah, you can go crazy. You can make a lot of money, like Gypsy Crusader, in my opinion. So that's kind of an example. Now, this is someone else. This is, everyone knows this, Mike Painovich. I think he'll probably eventually have a free account. He's someone that's very good. Now, he's an example of, he's not like an entertainer like Tom who makes particular comments that we like. He is a more of an original content creator on the JQ. He is someone that can also do very well in this environment. But what we are doing now is we're engaging a mainstream conversation. We're trying to get included in a mainstream conversation. You're no longer putting out the Jewish question. It's all over the fucking place. You're no longer putting out white genocide memes in the same way because it's mainstream. I mean, if the White House is having a meeting with the South African president talking about white genocide in South Africa, you're in a different world. You're in a different world. As soon as Hillary Clinton said that, you know, Bob's like, okay, we're in a different world. You kind of get that? But you got to play this particular game. And hold on, let's cruise over to my account. I'll use an example. Now, this is from the last, when is this? This is from March 10th. This is not 24 hours old, okay? I'll show you this once I'm done here. Let's go to Eurorabbit. So that's kind of how it works. So again, Tim Murdoch, Eurorabbit. So again, what I did was I made it personal. I put my name on it. I kept, what did I keep? I kept Eurorabbit because shit, people wanted to buy that. So I'm like, well, that's catchy enough. And it's in all the search engines. So I should keep Eurorabbit. I was going to change it to H Avenger, but I decided against it when I realized all these people wanted it for whatever reason. So I kept that, but I changed it to my name and I put up my picture. So I made it personal. It still has memes there. Yeah, but I don't have hashtags. I'm going to be punished anyways because of who I am, because I've been banned several times and got the account back. But by and large, on any given week, what I'm doing is throwing shit against the wall. It's just right-wing shit. I don't do manosphere stuff. I don't engage in, like, you know, let's fight with women, that type of thing. It's mostly pro-white versus anti-white and general variety right-wing shit posting. Young Australian whites stick together, okay. Well, wow, is that going crazy? That is going crazy. All right. That's something I'm posting from somewhere else. But nonetheless, I put up that video. Canadian military has zero diversity. We're all the women, gays, and Indians. Now, you notice how I'm not chiming in and throwing in white genocide there. Your tendency would be diversity is a code word for white genocide. That's good. I might engage something like that in a comment from time to time, but I don't necessarily put that into posts all the time. Why? Because that doesn't fucking work. That's spam. It will tag you and punish you for that. So you have to be creative and original. You have to play the game or not. But this is how the game is played. Then I'm commenting on something from Europa, which is the largest search engine, right-wing search engine in the world and mainstream search engine in the world. I can post on, so help them out. Good morning. Okay, this is the swastika guy, a tattoo guys, and I posted that from the original account. Here we go. We got a Nazi horn. You got a general variety post on Ted Shithead Cruz. This one went crazy. Let's look at this one. The Nathan Rothschild post. Now, this is a post where I screen captured another post from Chris Burnett engaging with Nathan Rothschild. Now, this is interesting, but this is a classic thing on why the algorithm and the blue check mark can work. No less than Alexander Dugin reposted this. Now, I wouldn't get along with Alexander Dugin, but nonetheless, he saw that and thought it was funny and reposted it. He doesn't know who I am, but nonetheless, it's the algorithm. And so that is a good example. This is Thomas Dillon. He talked about white genocide in the UK. So I'm immediately going to post that, right? If I see something white genocide, I will try to post it. This is a general variety of post on this professor. This is doing quite well. This Professor Yang that's being promoted like Jordan Peterson. Now, this is sort of a Bugsrist comment. Ask Professor Jiang if he thinks the Chinese should be forced into an open borders genocidal scheme. Then we see what he's really about. After all, there's no such thing as yellow or brown. These are just recent constructs. So I'm basically lambasting this Asian professor that's being promoted like Jordan Peterson across the algorithm in sort of Bugsrist way, right? So that can work. That's a good example of what can work. Now, this is a general variety shitpost, which I tend to do. I will do a Groiper-style variety shitpost to see where they're at. This is a black goofball holding up, no Iranian ever called me an incel, which I don't even know if this is real, if it's Photoshop, whatever. It's a Groiper account I stole it from, I think, on X. Not on X, on Telegram. I was just seeing how it does. Now, sometimes you'll put up something like this. This one didn't even get 1,000 views. And sometimes shit will just go crazy. But I always like to put up something about Groipers in and around that particular equation to see how it's doing with the algorithm. It's all about looking at the algorithm. Now, I don't know what's going to stick. I don't know who's going to stick it. But nonetheless, I'm throwing shit against the wall. I'm giving you ideas on what can be done. So again, general variety, bugs or shit posting-ish. You just can't spam memes. Now, let's look out. This is girl's favorite celebrity would never be in the Epstein files. This one went fucking crazy. Now the biggest post I've ever done is probably just under 4 million in the last year. Usually I have something that goes in the hundreds of thousands to a million every single month, every so many weeks. It depends on what I'm trying to do. How aggressive I want to get it throwing shit against the wall. I was pretty surprised to see that post from Professor Zhang making that comparison. Let's see if he talks about you know, making open borders in China and introducing a genocidal scam in China. I was surprised that got, what, 20,000 views. But nonetheless, let's look at this, and then we'll go into a white genocide post from the last day. The girl's favorite celebrity would never be in the Epstein files. Now, you just never know what's going to go wild because the algorithm is always changing and adjusting, and it will punish me. It's going to punish me. But nonetheless, you can work if you want to work at it.
What if your favorite celebrity was in the Epstein files?
I highly doubt that Adolf Hitler... I just
died on your arms tonight. Okay, so that bullshit post, 200,000, all right? Okay. What's that one with the laser? Let's see. Let's look at the... Okay, now this is it. Now this one, as soon as I put this up, I thought it might go wild. And it did. Now, Kitty Waffy, I think, overtweeted it, and it went just as wild. Let's look at the another American has built his own laser. Oh, is this the one? This isn't the one. This is the one I stole from Kitty. Hold on. Let me look her up because she overposted a tweet. Okay, this is Kitten. She's in the chat. Oh, wow. You got me up here. Hold on. She's clipping my shows. Good. She's clipping shows. I'll just see what she clipped here in a second. She likes something, clipped it. Hold on. Where's the post that got so many views? I'm trying to think of my big posts in the last few weeks. She would know. I don't know. What am I missing here? It's the laser post. I'm going to have to go back to mine. But she overposted a laser post that did quite well. But this is the second laser post. Now, this laser post only had, what, 2,000. Okay. No big deal. There's a White House post. There's a Gypsy Crusader post, 56,000. I didn't even know he had posted that. I got it from Telegram. I'm trying to see that first particular post. Which one? This is another 150,000. I'm going through this general. Oh, here it is right here. Here's the big one. It's 430,000. Now, Kitty overposted this and got 500,000, which is kind of funny. But this is just general variety shit posting. It's a laser I showed you guys. But this is the type of thing I do. Now, here's something that's kind of interesting, because what I'm doing now is I'm rerunning older stuff. Now, I've ran this before, 6-7 months ago, and it got like 250,000 views, maybe even more. This particular Nordic chick. So can you recycle stuff? Sure. Can you white genocide post? Yeah. This is, you know, you can do a variety, but you got to do a variety of stuff because it punishes, absolutely fucking punishes copy and pasting. It punishes trying to introduce messages over and over again. The good news is that you're now mainstream, so now your ideal is to try to engage in a mainstream conversation, which takes a few different moves. But here it is, TV on the basic channel that comes on the TV. Guess there's a Duck Dynasty channel. So this is the Duck Dynasty channel. I look over and see this. This is white media, which I've never heard of. White media on X is posting this about the Duck Dynasty channel. So you have the white woman. I don't know who she is from Duck Dynasty, but the white woman has a black baby. Okay, she has a black baby. I'm guessing it's adopted. It may be hers. Maybe she married a black man. What do I know about Duck Dynasty? I don't know. I don't give a shit. But what I did say was the white genocide dynasty. Okay, so there's a white genocide post from the last 24 hours. And I'll do this from time to time. I'll cycle things through, say things. I could say anti-racist code word for anti-white. I've been known to do everything. But if you spam something, if I were to say white genocide dynasty several times, it's not going to fucking work. That, what, 3,500 views in the last day. So that's not bad. But nonetheless, can you do that without the blue check mark? No, not possible. No one would see it, and it might have 10 views. It's pay to play, but you can play if you're willing to pay a little. That's how it works. What's up? What do we got? Durango 2020, thank you for the gifting of the sub. Hold on, let's see what we got here. I keep coming back to Whitaker's first book in my head more and more lately as history being births and deaths of various establishments. I feel like I can see the new one beginning to take shape. Spengler, 1984. Well, believe it or not, what did I do here? Hide. One of the things I'm always asked is what would Whitaker be doing? And what he would be doing is back to the old. You're engaging a mainstream conversation. You're no longer getting out a message in the conventional way. You can't copy and paste, spam. It's all original original and creative type things. You can shitpost. It's got to be a little more original and creative with it. I mean, the White Genocide Dynasty comment is obviously a shitpost. It is what it is. It's obviously interracial. I'm doing what it is we do, but again, you got to pick your spots, and you can't spam. And you do need to warm up the algorithm, meaning engage other blue check marks. And if a blue check mark responds to you, engage them. That's the game. It's a very simple game. It's not easy, but it's simple. It's not rocket science. That's how X works at the moment. What Whitaker would be doing is Whitaker would be back to the basics on the blog. And what we would be doing is rerunning his blog for him the last 2 years on Substack. Meaning everything he posts on his blog, and he would be posting every day. Coaching sessions are over. It's about engaging the mainstream, the conversation. So he would be posting general variety, world events, basic blog posting, basic Whitaker style blog posting, some maybe even shit posting his way. And he would be offering historical anecdotes, relating it to current events, and then talking about what the right wing probably should be doing. And then maybe from time to time talking about what his group should be doing, so on and so forth. And that's what I would be doing. I would be helping him get that up on Substack as soon as he puts it out. In other words, he put it to a blog, it has to go on Substack because that allows massive distribution. Substack has been incredible. Would he be huge? He would be a monster. I think he would have at least 100,000 on Substack. He would be huge. Could it work on X? Well, I would probably have to help him cut it down, cut out excerpts here and there, and try to figure out how best to do that for him if he was having trouble. He might not be having trouble. He might go wild on X as well, depending. I mean, you know, he's been banned everywhere like everyone else, but nonetheless, Substack is a fucking free-for-all. I think you can do podcasts on there. I think you can do a variety of different things, but you have to be creative. It's going to punish spam. It's going to punish anything that isn't creative. It is original content. So, you know, but that's what Whitaker would be doing. Be back to the untrained eye, absolutely. Be doing untrained eyes, this type of thing. He's going to have to engage the mainstream conversation in and around the way you can and the way he knows how to do things. His style is to write, and he's a prolific writer when he was alive. And so that's where he would be, because Substack is where it's at. Now, Substack is far more of a free-for-all than X. There's just not a global feed, and you're not going to have Alexander Dugin retweeting you or reposting you. However, if you can create content, for instance, if you could write a White Genocide Project-like content. White Genocide Project was a website that produced... There's parts of it still up on Fight White Genocide, maybe even the whole thing. But it produced basically Babylon B-style content, making fun of anti-white and white genocide, or basically anti-white articles and spinning them. And every single day, I've interviewed Tom Bowie several times. Just look it up. I can have him on again. I have him call in. In fact, I should do that. But... And basically, White Genocide Project was very effective at spinning mainstream articles, Babylon Bee style, making fun of them for being anti-white, spinning it around. Now, what someone like Ken would be smart enough to do, where's Ken at? Ken would be smart enough to AI model White Genocide Project, that particular writer, Steve, whatever his name was. I don't know what happened to him. May have died. It was the only blog that I think is gone. But nonetheless, you could potentially model that in AI to help them, because on any given day, there's dozens of articles coming out on anything anti-white or white genocide, and you could do a Substack. Would I call it a White Genocide Project? No. You would put your name on it. Whitaker's Substack isn't going to be Bugs. It's going to be Bob Whitaker. You have to put your name on things. My Substack is Tim Murdoch at White Rabbit Radio. You got to put your name. You got to personalize it somewhat, or get creative. Again, creative, originality, but spinning those articles, those articles, if you did them every day, yeah. Bob's short-form writing, on Substack would go crazy because he could produce one to two a day, several a week, and then do an untrained eye, then maybe do something special for his subs because he's going to rack up subs quick. So no. I mean, there's plenty of bugsers out there that can, guys that were in this particular thing that can write, that can do it. And there's plenty of, hell, you could have AI model Bob Whitaker and maybe try something down that road. You could do a variety of different things, even if you don't have that much talent, and make a living if you're clever. There's no reason not to. I probably will cut out even this section. This section may be my first post on Substacks because podcasts can do very well on Substack. Not as well as writing, but podcasts can do well. And it's something I've just been trying to plan out. But no, that's what I would have done with Bob ASAP as soon as Substack was hot 2 years ago for something like Bob. Yeah, he's going to be on Substack. Forget about X. X may work for him. X may not work for him. X is a big game. I might have to play the game for him. His account, just to post whatever one-liner he wants to post and show him how to work it, or just do it for him. But I'm giving you an example of what we would have to do. But Substack is where he would be, and he would dominate, in my opinion, the right-wing discussion right now on Substack. Do I think Tucker would have interviewed him? That's an interesting question, because Tucker's father hired him as a writer at one time. And Bob is ghostwritten for all kinds of people. That's a 50-50 chance. But with Tucker talking about Jews and everything else, I don't think he would hesitate. It's a coin flip. I mean, former Reagan administration guy sitting on Stormfront talking about white genocide. It's kind of a big topic. Plus, he's good friends with Sam Francis, drinking buddy. That's a 50-50 coin toss. It would be a wild conversation. Bob would quote Henry Kissinger on the Jews. Bob would talk about getting elected. You have to pretend the Jews don't exist. To get reelected, you have to know AIPAC. I can give you all his lines. And he's going to talk about traitors. He's going to talk about white genocide, so on and so forth, etc. Bob hated traitors more than anything else. Traitors enable everything. But nonetheless, he would be engaging the mainstream conversation where it's at and then trying to work in his particular points. And his general variety writing is so good because of the historical anecdotes and quips he can bring up, as well as the direction and the entertaining and the fact that they're so short. So, no, he's tailor-made for Substack, and it would be noticed. 100,000 is just conservative. I think he would be a monster on Substack. Absolute monster. But nonetheless, he's not around, so... The door's wide open, but you cannot walk around and just tag things white genocide and just throw out it whatever you want whenever. You have to be more creative. You can work things into conversations, but again, it is work. You're not going to copy and paste in any way yourself anywhere. You can run things over and over again. It may do better. It may explode. You know, there are, what was that one I pulled up? Okay, this is one I have in the lineup. Now, I have several like this in the lineup that I've run. Sometimes they do extremely well, sometimes they don't. This is one in the lineup. Now, this girl ran it. This account you pulled up that ran it. This is a classic. This is the classic meme from Whitaker. Africa for the Africans, Asia for the Asians, white countries for everybody, this Taya. Now, you'll notice she's doing the same type of thing I describe. I don't know anything about her, but I do like the meme. But nonetheless, this has, what, 276,000? But again, where does she get it? It's the internet. Can she run this every day? No. Can you run stuff like this once a month and stuff like that? Sure, why not? You can work in all kinds of stuff. I'm just giving you examples of how this game works now. And it is different. You know, she's not anonymous. She has her face up. Now, you can be anonymous to, I guess, the world. You're just not going to be anonymous to X if you have a blue check mark. Unless someone maybe buys you one. I don't know. But anyways, that's how that game works. Now, Substack, again, is a totally different world. It's open. It's an open field. But again, spamming anything is going to get punished. Copy and pasting is going to get punished. You just got to be original. You got to think things through. But the field is wide open. It's just you're engaging a mainstream conversation. You're not trying to... impose terminology. You've already done that. You've already done that and been punished accordingly. So that's how this works. And I'll send this to Ken as well, but you got it there. This is bugs for 2026. That's an overview. Now, Facebook, I don't know if I can get away with having a Facebook page for White Rabbit Radio in 2026. iHypocrite thinks I can. He thinks I could rerun everything from X on Facebook and even may do better and make, I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. Substack, I'm going to mess around with, for instance, for subscribers, maybe give MP3s, because MP3s are something we have on White Rabbit Radio. We also have downloadable videos of this after the show it goes up for subs. But I may offer like a Substack, like here's the MP3s from the shows, because a lot of people like MP3s. Obviously, it's half the price. I don't know. I don't know how Substack works. I'm just not monetized or anything else. I'm trying to think of, and I may cut stuff out for Substack or just put up whole things like this on Substack. I don't know. I have to feel it out. I may put up some of old Whitaker's writings, especially when he talked about after September 11th that the Jews won't have to worry about the next Holocaust. Well, I'll be watching it on Al Jazeera. But anyways, there's an overview of activism for 2026. It's engaging the blue check marks on X or not. But that's the game if you want to play it. The door's wide open. There's no reason a former Bugser couldn't be pulling down. What does iHypocrite pull down? He pulls down about 3,500 every 2 weeks for shit posting. LP. Yeah, it's crazy. He pulls down bucks. Could you do it? Yeah. He's doing it. You know, some pretty aggressive shit posting, a lot of them. Would I post more than once every 3 hours? No, do not post. You have to have a big account. You need to have like, if you're post, I post maybe once every 2 to 3 hours. But I would not post, if you're new, I would not post beyond once every few hours. No more than once every few hours. Now, in between, you can respond to posts. Again, you can respond to comments, but as far as original post, one beyond once every 3 hours, no. Wouldn't do that. Responding to blue check marks, yes. Putting up comments to other people, yes. But that's how the game's played. That is how you've got to warm up the algorithm and engage the algorithm and play the game. But you have to, again, you can't do any of the stuff we were doing because you can't be anonymous and you can't copy and paste. So it doesn't work the same way, right? Makes sense? Let's watch this and let's get moving into the rest of the show. But that is an overview of shit posting for 2026. And, you know, I pretty much, there is no right-wing account that has thrown as much shit against the wall, except maybe an El Hypocrite, over the past year. And it's experimented on what to do and how to do it, but that is the general rule. And that'll work if you're willing to work it. Yeah, it's holding me back. Yeah, I forget who pulled it up that I'm being held back on any given post. Sure. If I post a link of the show up, they can rarely do well. It can rarely get over 1,500. You get punished for certain things, no matter what. But the more you play the game, the more the game can benefit you. And that's how it goes. So the question is, yes, you can apply everything you know. You just have to be original and creative. You have to be like Tom Bowie, something along those lines. But you can certainly do it. Substack, again, is open, but you got to be original and creative. You got to write. So I'm talking about what's going on, but sometimes you got to answer super chats, guys. Guys send in super chats after the show, and sometimes it's important, but that's an important question. So there you go. Nationalist political prisoner hit new. We're going to get on with the news, guys. Sometimes we got to go back to the basics. Will you get your AI account deleted asking it to create anything like this? I don't know. I don't really know. But yeah, I mean, I kind of like, the reason I stream out shows is to engage people and to get super chats like that and to be able to answer legitimate good questions about what Whitaker would be doing, about what is good activism right now, engaging the mainstream conversation because it's your conversation. You just have to figure out a way to get in there, and that is work. It's not hard work because they're creative enough, these guys are creative enough to do it. It's just whether or not you want to do it. Let's put you that way. But Joel Davis is paying the price. What's funny is someone asked me if Tom Sewell is still a National Socialist. Yeah, he's a National Socialist. He's talked about that, by the way, 100 times he's talked about National Socialism. He will always be a National Socialism. And that's another thing white nationalists tend to do. They tend to try to convince other white nationalists to do what they're doing, and that never works. You just got to do your own thing. And if you're doing something great, they might adopt something from it or ask you privately for advice. But this is a sell. He gets a shitty cell. Why the Muslim terrorist gets this nice new cell with a shower. He doesn't get a shower or any food. He lives in a shithole. Actually, I mean, the jails in Australia are nice compared to U.S. jails, but some of them aren't. This is a complete shithole. Solitary confinement. And look at this. Look at this nice new modern one with a shower and everything. He gets, something to sit on. That was the Muslim terrorist. He gets out in a nice green field. Joel's in good spirits, they say. We'll see what clip they're running.
Now this is actually something that everyday Australians have to be confronted with, which is that they live in a Jewish-dominated society. And why does 0.4% of the population get to order the government around? Why are the major parties falling all over themselves to grovel to this group? They're not a significant voter base. There's barely any Jewish voters. So the only reason that they could be groveling to them is because they have money and power.
He's right there. Hopefully he'll be out soon, but of course it's hit a snag. They're going to try to keep him in as long as possible. Do I think it mattered his tactics? No, he's going to get nailed no matter what. Because Joel Davis is very good on his feet. He's very good on social media. He's very good. So he's going to automatically say something and not be able to take it down in time. Or someone's not going to be able to advise him to take it down. Like, that's going to get you thrown in jail. The guy that's really good at getting around stuff and good at knowing what's going to get you thrown in jail in places like Australia and Europe is none other than Keith Woods. And that's what would happen. Joel would put something up, and Keith's like, bro, you're going to get thrown in jail for that. And Joel would be like, shit, let's revise it or take it down. But anyways, eventually, you know, it's pretty difficult not to run afoul of the Australian system. There is no way around it with our particular approach. It's just the way it goes. It's kind of a random thing, who they target and why, and that could come to America. There's not really any safety. If he did this approach, he wouldn't get, I don't think so. Because they stop wearing, again, they don't have, the whole entire reason people are asking if Tom was still a National Socialist, because he's not running around with swastikas. Well, you could argue not having all that paraphernalia made him even more dynamic. You could certainly argue that. It made him seem like the average man in black, but nonetheless, it doesn't make him any less a target. Some people either love those guys in Australia or hate them, but nonetheless, they're the conversation. What they're going for is representing whites. Now, would it hurt if Tom represented all whites in Australia? No. He's going to do everything you want him to do. He is following a playbook, ironically, that worked in the Weimar Republic as far as fomenting, having particular demonstrations of fomenting response from the people in charge. Ironically, he made it work there so well, they started throwing him in jail. And it's still working, basically, you know. The system loves Germanophobes who deeply care about the Polish border and have funky theories about Hitler's genitalia. True. True. But nonetheless, getting back to social media, this is the last I'll say, the door is wide open if you're clever. You can make a good living. Guys are out there doing it, doing all the stuff you guys like to do. You just have to be clever. And it is work. You don't know how many guys that have watched this show are making money in various different media outlets from YouTube or whatever, are doing extremely well on things that are not really related to us, but nonetheless they are. It's white and normal stuff. It's out there. You just have to use your head. That's it. A man intentionally set a bus on fire in Switzerland. 6 people killed. Terrorism is going to increase, I would predict. And we're going to go into some missiles. Now, most of this stuff is supposedly real. But the sensors are heavy in Israel. Israel is getting hammered. Absolutely fucking hammered. And it is really ugly. Really, really ugly. You never know which videos are real. It can sometimes be tough, but there a lot of these are real because they're put out by mainstream outlets and they're verifying things. So that's kind of what you have to look at. You know? So this is Clash Report. This is real. These are these bombs that break up in midair. Would I have that out of place? This is about EU Parliament. They were passing that law. I guess I put it out of place. I already covered that. They passed a new law in the EU, supposedly allowing them to deport people. This is supposedly real as well. This is Israeli looking at the destruction. Yeah, those bomblets, what happens, these Iranian warheads, they break up into bomblets, and those bomblets drop dozens at a time. It's extremely destructive, obviously, and it does look like a media shower. There's a lot of destruction going on in Israel. We just don't know how much. Iran is expanding the targets. Iran published a list naming Google, Amazon, Microsoft, NVIDIA, IBM, Oracle, Palantir offices across Israel, Dubai, Abu Dhabi as legitimate targets. Basically, they're going to come after everything, and these Gen Xers running Iran now are going to be ruthless. It's going to be ruthless. It's going to be ugly. The war just moved into the financial system. Iran just told everyone in the region to stay 1 kilometer away from U.S. and Israeli banks and financial centers. They're going nuts. They're going ham, basically. They're doing it what they do. This is what they... I mean, they don't have a fake wolf at the door. They have a real wolf at the door, and they've let the door open. They've attacked the wolf. And... war with, ironically, I'm always haunted by Whitaker's words, war with Iran will be a real war, Tim, and it will not go well. And it doesn't look like it is for Israel. I'm more worried about what happens in America, obviously. These are Chinese sailors watching the moment that fuel tanks were targeted by a drone. This is Oman. Check out these. This video is surreal because you have this Shahid's drone coming in. They're considering this the AK-47 of the sky, and it's coming in almost like in slow motion. See that drone coming into those fuel tanks? And this is what Iran's doing, these cheap drones. Iran says that they will be switching from reciprocal hits to continuous strikes and warns they will drive oil prices to $200 per barrel. Iran says the U.S. will not be able to control oil prices. We won't allow even 1 liter of oil to reach the U.S., Israel, and its partners, an Iranian military spokesman said. Any vessel or tanker bound to them will be a legitimate target. Iran appears to be shifting their military strategy. Oil prices have declined. U.S. oil prices are now nearing $90 a barrel. So there seems to be a game going on with oil, and that game will be played at Citibank, J.P. Morgan, and Goldman Sachs, and any financial institutions whose derivatives books are off the books, meaning the balance sheets are matters of national security. So they're going to play a game here, and the Saudis are going to be in on that game. So there is a big problem, because these aren't like a lot of these videos of Iranian bunkers aren't fake, and they've been preparing 40 years. The last 20 years have been intense. So our whole entire lifetime, you have guys preparing for a war, and it is a war. With lots of crazy boats and everything else, GPS jamming, the invisible battle in the Middle East. Now, if they're going to use any type of next-generation warfare to save their allies in the Middle East, they need to start now. So I don't know what's going to happen. And so, basically, yeah, the U.S., of course, has been hammered. That targeting of the girls' school with the Tomahawk missile that was found, the U.S. is in fault there, which... You know, Iran's going after legitimate targets, no doubt about it, and the U.S. is carpet bombing Iran, but what can you do against these deep bunkers? A major drone manufacturing facility in Iran was reportedly destroyed. I'm surprised they didn't do that before. But the problem is, how many hundreds of thousands of these things do they already have? I mean, they're prepared to... Can you imagine 6 months of this? Nothing's going to be left. Now, they're saying they're... We have the news coming up, but just to let you know, do I expect an attack on the homeland? Yes, I do. I don't know if it'll be a false flag. The problem for the United States, the problem for us, is that our government has pissed off so many people on the planet that anyone with half a brain could have inserted anything on behalf of anyone over the past 40 years. You think the Iranians, what they're prepared, I mean, look how orchestrated they are. Look how well they have leadership that's going to be 4 and 5 deep. It doesn't matter how many you kill. There's going to be someone that takes this place. They're all decentralized, and they're activating sleeper cells, supposedly. Now, I don't know whether we could get it. My guess is, if I were to bet, that Israel's in trouble. They've got to now take the whole of the Middle East. And they're going to integrate the Middle East into the Federal Reserve System is going to be the peace system, and there's going to be a peace stable coin. And so they planned all this crazy bullshit. Trump's, the peace initiative, that is a non-government agency that he's going to be a president of forever and ever. And so all these Arab groups and everything else on the Sunni side are in this particular deal because they need the Middle East to shore up the Federal Reserve. That's what I think they're doing. Forget space. This is what they're doing. This is what the Jews talked them into, or the Jews making them do. I don't know. You can look at it one way or another because it doesn't matter. Trump's basically Jewish these days. But most likely they're going to have to draft to do anything in the Middle East, to remake the Middle East. But to draft, you're going to have an attack on American soil. The problem is that we're not going to know what's real or what's fake. So do I think there's going to be an attack on America? I don't see how they can avoid it. Because the Russians and the Chinese, God only knows what they have here on behalf of the Iranians. The Iranians just don't give a fuck. So in the Israelis, we already know what they're capable of. So if you need an attack on American soil, or if there has to be an attack on American soil to increase this particular war or to bring America more in, could there be an October 7th or even something real? There could be a variety of different things all at the same time. It's going to be very difficult. But I don't see if they have to draft. And from the statement of Lindsey Graham saying the sons and daughters of South Carolina need to head to the Middle East and stuff like this, you know. How's that going to go? People are going to think it's a false flag. The problem for us is there's so many enemies that they have forever to be embedded here. And Israel is quite capable of false flags, so we have a problem. Could you see a wicked drone attack on California like they're saying? There's going to be an Iranian drone attack on California? Surprise. There's so many Shahid drones out there, we don't know. And we don't know that the idea that that Israel couldn't manufacture it is also deeply flawed. You know, anyone can manufacture these things. Nuke Israel, they might hit them something with worse than nukes. So that's the problem for us right now. The problem is I'm worried about America looking like the Middle East and Ukraine. And the Middle East is looking worse than Ukraine, if you can fucking believe that. Now, this is, they're getting ready for boat wars in the Hormuz Straits. And this is going to go crazy. This is legit video. I mean, they got tons of these boats. Now, how many of these are drone boats? A lot of them. Now, they've got to get them out of the bunkers. That's their only vulnerability, is getting things out of the bunkers. But that's things they would have already figured out with their Russian and Chinese allies. Yeah, if Iran pulls off, if there's a terrorist attack that they can effectively blame Iran for, rightoids will go nuts. And there's enough media control by the Zionists and the Jews and the neocons that it'll be crazy. Now, clearly they're prepared for some water sports, right? Now Israel footage of Hezbollah. Now Hezbollah is getting into it. Hezbollah, like I've told you over the years, very likely has a quarter of a million missiles. Hezbollah is going to have nasty surprises as well. They've lost leadership several times, but it ain't stopping shit. These are Arabs celebrating, of course. Now, this is the guy that they want to run Iran. Wouldn't it be wild if they put him in there and he was assassinated right away? I personally think he's related to the Israelis, and I think he's related to the House of Saud. That's my opinion. He looks terribly familiar to the guys in the House of Saud. You know, what does he look like to you? He's got the classic wide nose of the House of Saud and the Middle Eastern Jews and even some Ashkenazis, right? The big nose, the big wide nose, it's classic. You'd think they would have got him a nose job, so we wouldn't be thinking, okay, maybe he's not a Persian. Maybe he's on their team. But my opinion, I go with the Arab Street on this. It wouldn't surprise me if the whole entire top of Sunni Islam is all on the same team with the Jews. Relocation of THAAD interceptors to the Middle East seen as imminent. That's from Korea. They've got problems, guys. Fox News correspondent Tel Aviv says no one is allowed to show recognizable landmarks. Yeah, because Iran's hitting things with pinpoint precision. It's absolutely positively off the chain crazy over there.
To the break here, we have sirens in Tel Aviv. Let's go.
Fox News bro is wearing the helmet. He's worried about getting hit with something. I would be too.
Back to correspondent Nate Foy, who is on the ground there. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Martha. So, yeah, as you can hear, the sirens are going off here in Tel Aviv, something that we've seen several times throughout the entire day. And what we could see here momentarily are interceptor missiles fired off. We have seen it right over my shoulder several different times. Again, Iran continues to show an offensive capability, launching missiles at central Israel. We have one interceptor over my shoulder right now. We can't show you because we can't show landmarks, Martha, but something that...
There's some buildings still standing. I just don't know how crazy and ugly it's going to get. My feeling is bad. And it's going to come to America, unfortunately, whether it be through a false flag or... How many enemies do we have with the capabilities to have something planted 20, 25, 30, 40 years ago? And how Israel basically runs everything in the country for the most part. They have way too much penetration. The Iron Dome is quitting. It's just, you got a problem because they're releasing these open bomblets, and the hypersonic missiles are ineffective. They need themselves a space laser defense, but they don't have it. It was just a meme. B-21 Raider photographed aerial refueling for the first time. What happens if they bring down something like this? I don't know. How Trump and his advisors miscalculated Iran's response to a war. It's going exactly how the devastating war games say it's going to go. They burn down the fucking Middle East, and it may yet come to the homeland. Tel Aviv's not completely wrecked, but you ain't comfortable living there. Those nasty little bombs coming in, those warheads that break up into 80 bombs are just nasty. I remember the fake CNN boomings in Iraq. I don't know what you mean. FBI says they had credible evidence of impending Iranian drone attack. Yeah, if this gets bad, this is what bothers me. I have this coming up, Vengeance. This is what bothers me. Here's the thing. Could I rant? Are the Persians smart enough? The Persians are not idiot brownoids. They're not low IQ brownoids, obviously. And they're prepared to die fighting the great Satan, obviously, because they are dying. And they're throwing punches with all they have. Are they capable of seeding and putting in cells? Who could? I mean, it's not like America's an all-white country discriminating against people. We've had open borders for as long as we can remember. So, yeah, it could get very dicey very quickly. Now, I don't know what it would take to smuggle in a drone or a dirty bomb. I have no clue. Fuck, I don't even want to know. But it scares the hell out of me. Could the Russians and the Chinese slip us something through a third party? Why wouldn't they? You know, I remember after September 11, 2001, since we were talking about Whitaker early, one of the most memorable conversations I had, because he was over in Russia for a couple of weeks looking around. It was after that event. He went over to Russia. See what was up. See what was really going on. And I asked him, Bob, what are they going to do with the neocons? Because the neocons are tough. They're tough enough to crack. They're the most powerful group of Jews the world has ever seen. And they're heavily embedded in America. It isn't just the Jews, yes, but it's the neocons per se. And if you go against the neocons and you're Jewish, they'll cut your balls off. If you're a goy like John McCain and you want to do their bidding, they'll sail you to the top. And Trump is definitely being manipulated by this group like Marco Rubio and stuff like that, right? And so in this particular equation, I asked him, I'm saying, Bob, what are the smart set going to eventually do if the neocons have a roost at top of our government and it's like this? And he's like, America has enough enemies. Eventually, someone's going to just, what did he say, slip us the Mickey? Someone's going to slip something into America and it's going to go terrible. You know, eventually we're going to get into it in a real war, and the war with Iran is what he said, it would be a real war, and it would really go south, and something bad would happen. Because all these enemies have had all kinds of time, and Chinese are very confident, the Russians are confident. It may be a fifth or a sixth party, it may be all kinds of plausible deniability, but, you know, eventually, if you build up enough enemies, you're going to have problems, especially smart enemies. Just like Israel saying, you can't fight the planet. Eventually, someone's going to have your fucking number. Would Putin do something like that? Why wouldn't he? I mean, is anyone going to know he did it or know what? They've got decades. You've got decades of every brownoid under the sun and everything in between. The Israelis have decades to plant who knows what kind of devices around America to blackmail. Like, okay, you don't want to do business with us, or you're going to desert us or desert the Middle East. Well, we have dirty bombs in 50 cities. We have nuclear suitcase bombs. You think they're not capable of doing it? You think they wouldn't? I live 30 minutes from what might be considered a target, but between me and that town of 100,000 beaners, if I die, I die. Well, here's the thing. We all live probably 30 minutes within a major target, if you really think about it. I mean, there's very few people that are going to live that remote. And even if you are remote, people from that major target are going to push in pretty quickly. So it's just, we're in one giant disaster zone of North America, potentially. That's the problem. No one in the room has answered this question. All right, let's see what this is about. I tagged this, or Ron, someone tagged this.
unless the U.S. increase. So if the U.S., if Trump wants an off-ramp and Iran does not accept, all the U.S. needs to do is escalate their attacks, start striking Iranian infrastructure, continue to bomb the IRGC. Because the U.S. has the potential to keep bombing them. Can't they bomb to a level where it's in their best interest to end the war as well, to avoid further destruction?
Tell me how that worked out for the Israelis against the Palestinians. They bombed the Palestinians into the Stone Age.
But I think Hamas. The Palestinians, it's different though. Palestinians are fighting for their right to exist as a nation.
And Iran is a nation already. Oh no, as is Iran. That's what this is. This is an existential threat.
He's 100% right.
But for Iran.
But if Trump accepts an off-ramp, Trump is like, all right, I'm going to end this behind the scenes through negotiators. Like, look, I'm going to end the war. You can keep the regime. Let's agree on some business deal, something where I can call it a win. Even without that, he can call it a win. Destroy their nuclear program. Destroy their ballistic missile program. He can spin it any way he wants. And then Iran, even though I agree they want to deter any future attacks,
yeah.
They also, they might want to target Israel instead. They might do a deal with the U.S. saying, you know what? We'll end the war with you. I think we've caused you enough damage. We don't want you to bomb the hell out of us. We don't want you to bomb our infrastructure.
I think it's a little late.
Because they can't cause the same damage to the U.S.
I don't think this guy understands that this is religious to Iran. And Iran thinks that this is an existential threat to Shia Islam.
As they can to Israel.
Well, there's...
They may be even, you see, the Shia Iran also has its version of the end times, and they're playing some kind of role in that. So there's another thing. You're getting religious.
It's a real limit to what the United States can do to Iran. Yeah, we're getting the spin from, but look at all the stuff we're blowing up. Look at all the targets we're hitting. I just remind you, Iran is three times the size, 2.67 times the size of Ukraine. Are you willing to make the argument that the United States in 10 days have inflicted more damage on Iran than Russia has on Ukraine in 4 years? That's crazy.
Unless
he's made a good point. Now, Ukraine, of course, they're white, but the Persians are doing quite well. And you are up against a multiracial, multicultural military, and Israel, in my opinion, is overrated. Definitely dangerous. People in Israel are extremely upset that Iranian missiles making direct hits on Tel Aviv. No one's going to feel bad for them right now.
Targeting civilians. I want the international media to look around you. Do you see any military facilities around you? The Iranians are targeting civilians. They are targeting civilians in purpose. What they're trying to do is to move this war from a war between armies to a war against civilians. This is the exact difference between a democratic country that is fighting for its life like Israel and a terror regime.
The problem is that no one on the planet believes a word these guys say. They've cried wolf too many times and they've lied too many times. The difference is that you actually have a wolf and you're targeting schools and the gloves are off. They know how you, they know what you did to Palestine. Everyone on the planet does. So, I mean, no one's going to take this seriously. The only people that take this seriously are the people in the Epstein class that are blackmailed by this guy. That's it. If you're paying people or being blackmailed, they're saying Dubai is what? Dubai is a ghost town. I don't know about that, but let's check it out.
What are you saying, Alex? The war is looking pretty hot, isn't it? Have you had to duck and dive today? It's going to rain. But it is pretty dead, I can't lie. There is literally nobody here. Like, guys, there's no one here. Alex is in this building now.
Now, they have all these social media personalities being paid to say stuff about Dubai, apparently, but doesn't look like a lot of people are cruising around
there. The beaches are full of people. It is raining, but there's no one on the beach. Like, literally, there's one person. It's crazy, actually.
So Dubai is dead, and it may be dead forever. The Middle East might have been killed forever. But let me take a break for a minute. I'll be back. We've got more to go over. Be back in a couple minutes, guys. Okay, we are back. Sorry, guys, I had to get some water. Let's see. What do we got, an XMR chat? Yeah, I see that right there. Oh. Interesting. Let's see what I can do here. Okay. I'll hide it, though. Can I bring that up? Is that in the app yet? It's not in my app. But okay, hear about the Air Force pilots sent to prison for refusing to help Israel. Well, let me look that one up. I don't have that in the list, but nonetheless, Air Force pilots refuse to help Israel. Let's see if I can find something on that. I did hear about that, but I didn't have it up. There's a facts check on that. Let's see. I don't see it. Let's see here. U.S. military, there's a fact check on it. Arrested for refusing to fly weapons to Israel. No, it was for disruption of during a Senate hearing. Okay. So they're saying it was over disruption of a Senate hearing, not for actually flying, refusing to fly. Wonder what the caveat is here. I don't see a lot of events on it. But yeah, I get them. Normally, when you guys send a super chat, it comes across the feed, but XMR chat is not in integrated yet. But I do appreciate that. Oh, the show's not over until it's over. I was just taking a break. Oh, did I hit outro instead of intermission? sometimes, hold on here. I should have hit. Oh, I hit outro. Okay, hold on. On here. Let me see. What did I do here? Did I hit the wrong one? Oh, I didn't. I hit. Yeah, something's wrong. There it is. No, I didn't hit intermission. Sorry, guys. Now I'm here. Does Tim read Otis? All the particular comments are integrated. I can see all your comments here, whether or not I notice it, because when I'm looking at something, I can't necessarily see what you're saying. But like right now, I'm looking at all the comments from Codfish Killer, Neanderthal, all the way down, by and large. But I may or may not be able to see any particular comment. Now, when you super chat, depending on wherever you super chat, with the exception of XMR chat, it'll bounce up for me, which is kind of cool. It's the app to have. So that apparently was they got thrown in jail, but for disrupting a Senate. But I have a feeling the fact that they were anti-Israel or critical of the Zionist state played a role. Probably safer in jail than messing around in the Middle East, that's for sure, because it is, well, it's definitely dangerous. And it's going to get worse over there. My feeling is, now, we could have a temporary reprieve. Doesn't look that way to me, but you never know. My guess is, this is the big one, and it's going to keep going until one side gets their way, you know. Largest ever oil release from strategic reserves, and this is a big release for sure. Now, America is basically energy independent. Europe is problematic. These energy prices in Europe are backbreaking. It's really ugly stuff. But they are releasing strategic reserves. I don't know what this is going to do. Straits of Hormuz in the crosshair of Iran conflict as attacks on ships escalate. So basically what they're doing is how the Straits of Hormuz shape the global power and energy markets. They're letting Chinese ships full of oil go through. And they're basically not letting anyone through. If you want to get through the Straits of Hormuz, you have to kick out America out of your country. So unless you kick America out of your country, you got to kick Jews out of your country. Unless you kick Big Satan and Little Satan out of your country, you don't get no oil from Iran. So China basically is an exception. All right. Chinese sailors watching the moment fuel tanks were targeted. We had played that already. Let's move on here. But the Straits of Hormuz is a, and I think I have more coming up on that, but it is a very fluid situation where they have it selectively closed. Trump wanted to send ships through and escort it, but none of the ships he wanted to send through were volunteering to go first. It's funny, but it's like devastating war. It's like the stupidest thing in the world, going to war for Israel, because eventually it's not going to go well for you, and it's not going to go well for them. And it looks like they've caught on to a real enemy here. Abadi is said to move into military housing because of threats. Now, I'm watching the elites to see when the fuckers go deep bunker, because you never know. You just never know how bad it's going to be. So she went to military housing. I think it was the Department of Homeland Security. The head of that stays in military housing, Kristi Noem. It's just going to get extremely dangerous in America, is what I feel. What I think, between the crazy elites, the Jews, the scared elites, people afraid of their own population, it's just all bad news. Iran formulated plan to attack California with drones in case of a war. ABC News, according to the FBI. Could they do it with ship? They could do it a variety of different ways. I mean, they're not dumb, obviously. U.S. facilities in combat radius. Talking about smuggling something. Okay, how convenient. They're going to smuggle something into Cuba and fire it at us. They have something in Cuba. We got to invade Cuba, guys. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Imagine if drones start hitting, if container ships pop up off California coast and just start shoving stuff into California, into LA. How crazy would that be? I guess they want war with Mexico, because LA is nothing but Mexicans, right? What percentage of LA is Mexican? 60? 70? It's got to be more than, it's more than any 40 or 50. I know there's some areas in LA that are kind of whitish. Imagine if they start hitting Hollywood with drones. What is that going to, what would that look like? What would that, how crazy would that morning be? Is it possible? It may be probable. Could you see a crazy false flag hit Hollywood? Yeah. If you think the Jewish elite won't sacrifice a bunch of Jews, well, read their history. They believe you got to sacrifice. To get anywhere, you got to sacrifice. And they're not talking animals. Well, they call us animals, but you know how it goes. I don't know. It's all scary stuff to me. You can't believe anything you're reading. At the same time, we know that Big Satan over here, America, has enough enemies and enough open borders over the decades that anything goes. It's unpredictable. U.S. Defense DARPA research. Let's see. DARPA has begun building the X-76, an experimental aircraft intended to combine high-speed flight and vertical takeoff capability. They're going to have... I'm just waiting for next-generation weapons to come out, them to roll out right on our heads, roll out some kind of next-generation weapon. Do I think they're going to roll out the anti-rabbit, the Antichrist? Well, that's kind of the times we're in, right? The Muslims believe in the Mahdi, and the Shia are... Does Shia, again, have their apocalyptic end time, just like the Sunni, just like the Israelis, just like the Christians? So it's all crazy stuff. They need 6 million of their own to be sacrificed in order to fulfill that prophecy. They've been using that number. Yeah, what happens if they made a deal? You see, their mythology starts with a demon mother named Lilith. What happens if they made a deal with the devil? And she shows up. What type of gangster math would that be? Because they didn't sacrifice 6 million, did they? How does demon math work for sacrifice promise but not deliver? What if demon math is like is like gangster math and they demand a massive amount of fucking dough? What's up, Ryan? GGG. What's going on there, sir? Thank you. I can't see entropy, but I can see the donos coming through. Thank you very much, sir. That's a monster dono. Thank you very much. Hopefully you're doing okay, Ryan. I think I followed you on X because I'm like, that must be Ryan, GGG. So I followed you on X. I didn't know you were on X. Oh, man. crazy, though. How Iran's horizontal warfare could trap Trump in another Vietnam? You don't fucking say. You don't fucking say. Now, we can't control the Middle East, but like I've always said over and over again, what is here? We've got crazy Jews with decades of planning. We've got capable enemies with decades of planning. And all those enemies are partners. The Chinese, the Persians, the Russians. These are all capable people, obviously. And we fucked them all over. Well, the people in charge have. I haven't done anything. So what are they capable of doing? Anything. Sky's the limit. Swarms of tiny HK drones with C4 in them. Oh, vengeance. Don't even start. God only knows what's here. Yeah. What about some U.S. intelligence agency? Well, I'd be more worried about the Israelis are like, okay, we're going to have to draft America. We've got to send Goyim to die. We're going to have to draft. We need a colonial office. But to do that, we need America on our side. So we got to do another September 11th. But this is going to have to be like something big and crazy. We got to have, 100,000 American deaths or something. I don't know how would you do that, though? Could you do that with drones? Be some nasty-ass drones. Anything's possible, though. Dirty bomb, God forbid, some kind of biological aid. I don't know. What could we do to get the rightoids all upset wanting to go and to take vengeance on Iran? I don't know. But the sky's the limit. You know? Yeah, I think Trump has problems. If they can't, the Iranians are saying we're not ending it though. This is Straits of Hormuz. This is a Thai ship. A Thai ship tried to get through the Straits of Hormuz, and it didn't go so well. You got to kick out Big Satan if you want to get through. Leaked videos from Tel Aviv, and this is Megatron Ron. This is a good account to follow on X. He gets a lot of stuff out. Now this is stuff he's getting out from RT. Now, look at this. There ain't no way they don't have a bunch of casualties. And there's no way in hell, with everything going on at our bases across the Middle East, we only have 150 casualties. What are the real casualties here?
A few moments later...
No. I think they're on their second or third generation, and they have four and five generations to go. So you're going to see a couple more generations of Iranian weapons. This is the Iranian plan to attack California. Oh, God. Spain permanently withdraws ambassadors. Rift with Israel deepens. So Spain can get through the Straits of Hormuz. Spain is not doing business with the empire, so Spain might be able to get through and get that Iranian oil like the Chinese. How Israel and the FBI manipulated assassination plots to go Trump into Iran war? Well, I mean, the whole entire top structure of America is guess who? Who is it? How long have they been planning this stuff? How long have our enemies been planning this? Obviously, they're all very prepared. Last night, the deadliest Iranian missile attacks came through, okay? Well, they're only getting worse. Let's check this out, because this does look impressive. That had to hurt. Israel's going to look like Gaza, that's for sure. Look at this Tel Aviv. What the hell are their casualties like, though? They've got to be higher. They've got to be so high from this. Can you imagine living in this city? How many people would be wounded? Just mortally wounded or have a leg or arm cut off or a broken limb. It's got to be fucking terrible.
Okay.
I mean, look at this. And you know they're going crazy behind the scenes. You know. Let's listen to Huckabee.
The Jewish people. I said, you can. I get asked all the time because I'm a Christian, and they say, well, why are you so supportive of the Jewish people? I said,
I don't know what's up with this guy. This guy's got some issues.
I get asked all the time because I'm a Christian, and they say, well, why are you so supportive of the Jewish people? I said, you can be Jewish. You don't have to have anything to do with Christians, but you can't be a Christian and not understand that your entire faith is built on the foundation of Judaism. So for Christians, we look at this as an obligation, a moral debt that we must repay. And therefore, I don't understand anyone who says, I'm a Christian, but I don't really want to support the Jews. Well, how can you do that?
It's his interpretation. And oil prices jump, stocks dump as two oil tankers explode in the Persian Gulf. Hezbollah hits Israel's largest missile attack of the war. Oh, man. Think that we played this earlier. It's very difficult to get these videos out, apparently. I mean, not unpredictable. Is America winning or losing the war with Iran? This is Ron Unz. I don't know if any of you guys saw this. Although the media are reporting our total military success, I emphasize the potential difficulties we faced in attacking a country comparable in size to all of Western Europe. Yeah, and they're all buried in mountains. They got all kinds of this shit buried in mountains. Yeah, there he killed an actual white-looking child. Maybe one of the whitest-looking child you will see in the Middle East, but they're there. They got European genes. To some extent, we just don't have any, you know, numbers. It's going to get dicey. I'm trying to get to the bottom line here. Man, this is a long article by Runs. I think the result would be sort of America financial collapse that might produce a swift surrender, forcing the immediate end of the Iran war and saving the world from a looming nuclear disaster. He thinks Israel is going to nuke him. I argued that a simple Chinese declaration of an air-sea blockade of Taiwan would produce an immediate collapse of America's current AI bubble and its entire financial system. I've never seen a bubble collapse work that way with these particular guys. They're very good at manipulating bubble and riding it out. Although the U.S. could not fight two wars at once, that's for damn sure. I have a feeling, though, that we're going to see something at the American homeland. I hope I'm wrong. The Goyim know about Jewish space lasers. Unfortunately, those space lasers ain't working. Let's look at some Chinese propaganda coming out. Now, this is supposedly real, but I don't know. But nonetheless, this one of them looks, it looks like it's doctored. It looks like something real that's been kind of doctored up. But I could be wrong. Going to leave a mark, that's for damn sure. Iran launches what's being described as the most dangerous attack yet. Let's check this out. There's a lot of propaganda, though. Some of it is quite good, and there are real footage getting out. Footage getting out notwithstanding draconian censorship. Looks like Gaza. John McCain's tumor, I just paid $800 for 170 gallons of heating oil. I think you're smart not to wait, though. A lot of Iranians have light skin and blue eyes. Green eyes, I think, are more common. There's a whole section of Lebanon as well in Syria, according to Duke, at least, according to David Duke. I think there's been some surprises in this war. Let's see here. What does Rupert have to say? Ayatollah's family migrated to Iran from India in the 1800s. Really? Yeah, but I think they were there. They were there living for a period of time or something. I forget the whole details behind that, the particular Shia line from the Prophet Muhammad. To Iranian diaspora, bombing and killing 150 kids is completely worth it. Let's see what the Iranians are saying in America. This kind of scares me. This is the gray zone, by the way.
There was that school in Iran that was bombed, 150 dead. But you see this all as worth it. I mean, you think we should go to the end.
Yes, yes, it's worth it, and that's why we are here. We are gonna protest. Even if it was not an Islamic regime missile, it was worth it. Very, very worth it.
You would support Donald Trump's, for example, sending troops or sending more airstrikes to Iran?
Yeah, whatever Trump is doing, it is helping us, of course, 100%.
There was also a report today that he was considering sending troops to Iran, and you would support that?
Yes, I would support that, yes, because I believe he's doing the right thing.
Donald Trump has been looking at more options, airstrikes, but also sending troops to Iran. Would you guys be supporting that?
Yes, we will.
He's considering sending troops in as well. Is that something you'd support?
Actually, that's what we want.
Yeah. And I also see a lot of Israeli flags here. I mean, this is also to protect Israel from...
What are these, all Persian Jews?
Iran as well, yes?
Exactly, exactly.
Thank you to President Trump and Netanyahu for standing with people.
If you had Donald Trump's ear right now, you were in the Oval Office, private room, what would you tell him to do?
Please, please finish the job. Just finish it, whatever it takes. Honestly, I haven't been back to my country over 20 years. I'm not planning to go back. This is my country now. America is my country. And I know this is the best for Americans. And
it's amazing how many people like bombs until they're coming down on your head. Yeah, China brings in new ethnic unity law. We're going to move on. I'll be back on Friday with Sam Melia. I think that's pronounced it right. Sam Melia? He got out of jail. He's going to be back on Friday at 5 p.m. So he'll be on Friday a little bit earlier. And I'll be back on Sunday, of course. China brings in new ethnic unity law to increase Han dominance. Yeah, China does a lot of things right. Hopefully... Well, maybe they can avoid problems with the empire, but I don't think so. Do I think they will move back to Iran after regime change? It could be pretty nice there for some of them for business reasons, but I don't know. I just don't know. Hard to say, but the Chinese are getting more Han Chinese, and we're getting brownoids. Oh. All right. Robots and remigration, even your toilets will be cleaned by a machine. It's a good article by White Papers on how automation, why you don't need migrants. It's very good. John Deere's new robot lawnmower is coming for landscaping jobs. 100% right. There's nothing that can't be. They're making everything robotic. The problem is that they want to get rid of whites. That's the problem. We got the wrong group in charge. We need a Han Chinese policy where everything's just dark factories and automated, because that gives white guy, you're going to have good, really good, high-paying jobs fixing stuff and designing software and that type of thing, so on and so forth, etc. And selling robots, everything in between. We got to go the Chinese route, which would be our natural route. We should have never started bringing in Mexico fruit pickers. We should have been automating. They've had automation for this stuff forever. Now, of course, they're going running down this road. I don't know. Is it too late? It's never too late. Get some people in charge. I mean, you could do drastic things across this massive territory. Can we survive World War III? Hopefully. Some whites will. You know, but it's a good article. If you need an article out there to pass to friends and family about robotics and remigration and why we don't need immigrants. I mean, the same people that are saying we need all these immigrants are the same people automating everything under the sun. My guess they're doing it for their bunkers. Yeah, we're gonna need these robots to clean up after street shitters. Yeah, probably. Cape Town, South Africa is still Cape Town, South Africa, by the way. Still got problems there. It's another day in Cape Town. Imagine how nice South Africa would be if that situation were resolved with Terminator invasion. Bunch of Terminator bots. This is kind of wild, though. Hundreds of New Mexico locals asked to turn over their home security cameras in search of missing retired Air Force general that is the UFO expert. So this dude went missing, and it's such a big deal that it's a big investigation. It's like 600 homes in the area. They're combing all the security cameras in the area for this UFO expert, retired Air Force general. I don't know. We got a UFO false flag incoming. Maybe he's going to be running it. Maybe he's went underground. Maybe he knows something. I don't know. What do you guys think? Look at a schnoz. You guys think every schnoz is Jewish, though. Doesn't have a Jewish-looking nose to me. Let's see his name. William McCaslin. Yeah, William McCaslin's not exactly your typical Jewish name. He's a Gentile, guys. Chill out with that. Guys, everyone that doesn't have plastic surgery is Jewish. All the Jewish have plastic surgery now. Glowy's got him. Yeah, exactly. But anyways, guys, I'll be back Friday with Sam. First interview with him. You guys show up for that if you're around. It'll be a little bit early at 5 p.m. because he's in Europe. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. or so. Yeah, Cape Town is the nicer part of South Africa. Makes you think, doesn't it? But anyways, guys, thanks. And thanks for all your support. I will be back. Let me check in XMR chat. I do appreciate your support there, Flat Mooner. But we'll be back, and you guys stay safe out there. I have not a clue what these guys are prepared to do, but they've been planning a long time. Both the enemy's been planning. Well, we don't have any friends, so I don't know. Don't know what's going to happen here, guys, but I would be prepared for anything in North America. Really would. You know better than to count on anyone in charge, but see you guys on Friday, 5 p.m. Sam Melio will be on, talking about being locked up in the U.K.